evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is Saturday, December the 13th, 2025. And I have the honor to have Professor Joe on with me. Now, Joe, you've got some tremendous information. Would you talk about it?
Yeah, it's we have the big solstice coming up on the 21st. In other words, the 20th going into the 21st is your solstice. And this is going to be a big one because it's going to be Saturn conjuncting with Jupiter. And that's a big sign because you got to remember that these planets represent planes of consciousness. And we operate in this very narrow band of light, about maybe about 5%. And we don't realize that there are other realities, other planes that are there. And this with Jupiter and with Saturn. Saturn is also known as Saturnalia. The Romans used it. That's where they had their big old crazy wild parties. Well, this is going to be a big one, and it may not manifest itself right away, but this is a big conjunction with Saturn. And you got to keep in mind that the good guys are going to be doing their sacrifices, and the good guys are going to be doing their rituals to counter it. So let's make sure that we understand that. So there is also a possibility that we are in another universe. In other words, CERN has this collider going
in Switzerland.
And they have these molecules smashing into each other. It may have caused us to go into another universe because people have noticed that there is something different, like, for instance, it's called the Mandela Effect. It's where people for years and years and years have seen, like, the Fruit of the Loom product with this little nut in the back. Then they don't have it. And the people in Fruit of the Loom will say, oh, yes, we don't have it. We don't have it. So it may be that we have been bumped into another universe. And so we got to take that into consideration.
Well, it's not only Fruit of the Loom, but Charlene mentioned the Statue of Liberty, that people used to go up in the top of the part of it with the torch. Now they're not up there. They don't even show it anymore. And she brought up a couple other things, but I forgot what they were.
So it's called the Mandela Effect.
Yep.
So anyway, there are very strange phenomena going on. And we'll see what happens when we get down there to the meeting, the conjuncting of Saturn and Jupiter. And remember, there is a celestial calendar, and it's signified by 12 signs, and that we go through one of these signs every 2,000 years. And so all the way around comes out to be 26,000 years. And so now we're in the age of Aquarius. So we built, and those 2,000 years build up, peak the golden age, and then it goes down. Then you go into the next sign. And so right now we're in the ascendancy of the new sign of Aquarius, and whatever that means, we'll see, because we have a lot of things that are going on right now that Trump is saying. He'll say one thing one day and then do another day. So it's a wild and woolly thing. And then, of course, what's happening in Israel with the Gaza and the slaughtering that is going on, and how the statement is never again. Well, guess who's doing never again? The very people that it was done to, they're now doing it to other people.
Yep.
And don't forget, the Palestinian has just as much right to that land as the Jews.
Yep. Yep, they were kicked out. They were kicked out in 1947 out of Israel, and they slaughtered 47,000 Palestinians and drove them into the West Bank, the Gaza, they called it. And then you remember the Egyptian president, he was shot in his own military parade and killed, who was part of a peace agreement. He was making the peace agreement with the Israeli prime minister that eventually got killed, and the whole bit, they were trying to make a peace pact. That was the agreement that Jimmy Carter made with him. Okay, and it never happened. Anwar Sadat, I think his name was. And then they replaced the guy with a pro-Israel Egyptian president. Okay, so, I mean, that was part of the peace process. They've never followed their peace process that they agreed to with Jimmy Carter. They never have. They've never stepped forward and done anything. The Jews, that is Israel. It's always been, they've done everything to block it from happening. But go ahead, Judah. Go.
Now they say, well, Palestine never existed. Yes, it did, because the very first president of Israel showed the passport and it said Palestine. And not only that, the Balfour Agreement said, we will not disturb the indigenous people. Well, the Palestinians invited the Jews into their homes, and then they stole it from them and locked out the Palestinian from their home. Mm-hmm. And 700,000 Palestinians were displaced.
And 40,000 were buried in a mass grave in Israel when Israel declared itself to be a nation in 1947. Then they went before the UN in 1948. Where the UN recognized them as a state of Israel. Now, let's talk about Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and his partner that are buying up all that land, and they're producing, they're gonna do condominiums on the West Bank, right on the ocean.
Well, the West Bank is not on the ocean, it's further away, but it's called, it's where your battle is going on now. It's been flattened. The Gaza has literally been flattened. And that property was being sold by Jared Kushner. And they have people who were in New Jersey being offered for a minimum amount of money the land that these Palestinians were living on right now.
And
so there's a big theft that is going on. They have no right to do what they've done. And there's a lot of stuff that's not so secured up in the favor of Israel on October the 7th. Some people are saying it was planned that way.
Might have been. But
all it is, there's no doubt, because the Israeli defense minister came out and confessed. But of course, it was suppressed in the news. So, Palestine is being—they're being genocided. There's no doubt about it, and nothing is being done.
Nope.
And that's because of who controls Trump.
Israel.
Yeah.
MEGA. MEGA. Now, Bibi Netanyahu's under indictment. He's been under indictment for 6 or 8 years, or whatever it's been, and he's. They've got him, the president of Israel, I forgot his name, is the one that they've got the charges against him. Now, Bibi's facing impeachment, kicked out. And they've even kind of made an agreement, leave your public office and we'll maybe consider setting aside the charges. We don't go to jail. But one of the charges is a bribe that Larry Mizell did with him, bribed him for the Bank of Israel first. In 2006, and he bought the Bank of Israel so he could launder money through set up subsidiaries in America and launder drug money. That was Mizell in Denver that has BlackRock, Blackstone, Silverado. He's in all the national scandals. Now, he bribed Bibi for the leases, those oil leases along the Palestinian coast, along that land that butts up to the ocean there. and he bribed him for those oil leases. That's one of the charges pending against him, against Bibi Netanyahu right now. One of the charges. It's Larry Mizell bribing him for those leases, for those oil leases. Just thought I'd bring that up. There's all kinds of stuff going on with that Bibi Netanyahu. I mean, this guy's out of control. And what does Trump do? He supports him 100%, which is nonsense. But what can we do to change things?
David Brooks, after the nomination and the acceptance, he gave a little talk, and then he gave a talk to Haaretz, in which he said, "We Jews will not allow Tucker Carlson and the alt-right news media into the Republican Party." And that was also built up by Bill McKenna.
Now that's the MAGA group, Make America Great Again.
Yep, mm-hmm. That is right.
But you have the other group called the MEGA, M-E-G-A group. Explain that.
Well, it's a bunch of billionaires started by Lexington Westner, who owned Victoria's Secrets, and his wife, our dad's wife, ran a sexual group, that Women's Institute, and that part of that was involving Epstein and the trafficking of these women. And I can't remember the name of the organization.
Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, Victoria's Secret, but there was a group, I can't think of it right now, that was organized, but it was either the wife or the daughter of Les Wexner. But anyway, just to simplify it, MEGA group is composed of people like Lex Wexner, who founded it, and there's other people that are in it. They're all blind as billionaires.
And they're friends of Donald Trump.
Yep, and they are the ones that control Donald Trump. Jim Corsi got out there, Professor Corsi got out there and said, the people who control Trump are the MEGA boys.
M-E-G-A. M-E-G-A. Mm-hmm. It doesn't like Tucker Carlson or us. We're not part of the Make America Great Again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have an entire, not only that, bragging about how Israel now is the top of the heap concerning cyber weather and computers and things like that. And it says we can control the computers around the world, and they do. They do it through Promiseware, where they go in the back door of every computer that's made by Intel.
Bill Hamilton.
A ARC CPU, and it allows people to go into the back door of every computer. They can turn it off and on, different sewage plants, and there's nothing you can do.
Now, Bill Hamilton's a friend of mine. I got to know him through Bill McCoy, and he has promise-software.com, I think it is, or inc.com. Now, Bill, his software was stolen from him. They owe him $200 million or something like that for the software. It was to track all kinds of stuff, financial stuff, and it was set up to track white-collar crime. And the Justice Department bought it, and it was supposed to be a prosecutor, say in Miami. He's got Larry Mizell on his radar scope, stealing, or Jeb Bush stealing from Medicaid or Medicare, and then maybe one in Kansas City or say Dallas has him on his radar scope, stealing from Medicaid, which, by the way, there were a bunch of U.S. attorneys killed over that in Fort Worth. It involved Sam LaPerry and Brett Landreth, my friends, that we filed a grand jury demand in 2010, nearly got us all killed within that year later. But it was Novation LLC, and a U.S. attorney got assassinated down there in Dallas, and then Tom Flacco did followed up on it because of Otis Johnson, and he followed up on the with Brett Landreth and Sam LaPerry, and found out why the U.S. attorney was killed, and he found an article in a small newspaper in Fort Worth that led him to it, anyway, the U.S. attorney, her boss, went to Washington to testify why his assistant was murdered and suicided, murdered. And so anyway, he went up there to testify, and he got suicided in his hotel room that morning, that or that night before his testimony. Then there were two more assistant U.S. attorneys that got killed over it, and they covered it all up. But that was just part of what's going on, okay? Where they just eliminate you if you get in their way. But I just wanted to bring that up because that, I thought it was important.
The group, that the women's group, was called Axiom. Axiom. And they brought you in and they tattooed you. As a woman, they brought you in and tattooed you. And so the group was called Axiom. And they did favors, if you want to call it that, if you get my drift. But this entire issue concerns, really goes back to anything, goes all the way back up to the Rothschild family. And the center of that is Fleet Street, the City of London, where the Bank of England is at. And then around the world is all of those Babylonian banking systems like the Federal Reserve. So we still have, and don't make no mistake about it, about who controls Trump. There's no issue about it. It's the fact.
You know, I got a video of recently of an interview of General Flynn, which I had the honor to salute him when I put Otis Johnson on a plane up in Grand Island, Nebraska, when I was doing the drummers of the Nomad's house in Hastings, remodeling it. The realtor got me that. And Otis, I'd done his house, and he was so impressed, he wanted me to do his house, so I came up there and did it. But he was the drummer of the Nomads of the 60s and the 50s and 60s. Forgot his name. But the point I'm making is I put him on the plane with General Flynn. I had the honor to salute General Flynn from his car. He saluted Otis first, and he walked up the stairs, and they were going to Groom Lake, or not Groom Lake, but
Papa's.
The one out
in
Utah.
In Denver.
The one in Denver. I mean, the one in Utah. They were going out there to
Bluffdale. They were going to go to Bluffdale. Otis had to go to the old Navari.
Yeah, he did. He witnessed them doing
it. He
witnessed them doing a human sacrifice. He had to get an order signed by Casey for Daddy Bush, vice president, and he witnessed it. He knocked on the door. He was told to go there and get a signature. He had to have a signature. And he says, Mr. Vice President, he says, I have to have you pull back your hood so I can make sure that it's you. And he pulled it back. And while he's looking, Otis is looking around. He said, Otis, if you ever tell anybody what you've seen in here, he says, I will personally come kill you. Do you understand? And he had killed William Casey by putting a cerebral hemorrhage in his brain through his poking a needle in his temple. And while he was on his deathbed, He was telling everything he knew to the doctors and nurses that were on shift, three different shifts. And do you know that every one of them were suicided within 6 months because they knew too much? Now, that's the kind of thing that goes on. Shadow government. Now, I'm going to tell you, I changed my phone number, folks, and I traced it back. I got spammed by one of these hundreds of spams I've had in the past few months. And I found out it traced right back to Division Number 5, FBI, Federal Building in downtown Kansas City, Kansas. It tracked back. I did an IP track back on it, and I've got the evidence. What good it's going to do, I don't know, but it shows I'm being targeted, okay? And I don't like it. I don't like it a bit. I don't like them hitting me. They're hitting me all the time. Radiation off these phones and everything else, but it has stopped recently. I'm going to leave it at that. Changing my phone number did something, and it caught him. So I don't know what I'm able to do about it, but I'm going to try to do something, prosecute him. Don't know. We'll see. I'm sick of it. But Joe, this is a very, very big event coming up. This is the winter solstice, because we've gone into a different timeline, I believe. And even Dane Wigginton, show engineering watch. has said that the weather modification is hard, and what they do, he said, it's out of control. He said it's out of control to where he says something has changed, where it's like a timeline has changed, and it's out of control, and it's doing its own thing. He said, HAARP. Now, back to General Flynn, I want to mention this. It's very important. He was on an interview, and I'm going to find the interview and put it underneath this radio program, but I'm going to put it separate. But he sat and said, General Flynn, Otis was murdered in 2017. When I talked to him on his deathbed, he said, they got me this time with Stonar Technology, E-Systems, Dallas, murdered him. He said, I feel death coming on. And I called a week later and he was dead, or his son called me, said he was dead. And I said, where's he gonna be buried? And I knew he wasn't gonna be buried. He said they took him to Creighton University in Omaha to dissect his brain because they gave him 3 PhDs while at San Antonio, while he was in the CIA, Air Force Intelligence, and the NSA. Now, General Flynn was on the, or Otis told me, he said, don't worry about Mueller, Stu. If he doesn't do his job, I'm personally gonna go arrest him for chasing the false dossier, the Russian dossier that Hillary Clinton contrived, made up. And he said, the others, he said, I'll be personally arresting him if he doesn't arrest Hillary Clinton, Hilda Beast, he called her. Well, that never happened. And General Flynn, 2 weeks later, was illegally indicted, and I have a video on it, his story that I'll put up with this. And it tells everything. He tells it all, how he's illegally indicted, removing from office. But in this new interview that he was on TV recently, he says, I hear all this noise. He says, when I was head of national security, he says, we would move on things. And he says, nobody's moving on these indictments. He says, I hear about from Pam Bondi. He says, she needs to be replaced. He says, she's saying, oh, we're going to bring indictments. We're going to bring indictments. We're going to bring indictments. He says, where's the fucking indictments at? That's what General Flynn said. He says, she needs to be replaced. And they need a new prosecutor, one that will move in on them. Move in on them and prosecute them. So I thought I'd put that up. That was an interview of like 2 days ago, Joe. He's screaming, yelling that the U.S. attorney needs to be replaced because she is not indicting them. They're not bringing indictments.
Well, you got to figure that when Trump appoints Pam to her post and he's controlled by the mega boys, we know that nothing is going to happen.
Yep, that's what it amounts to. You've said
and this business about Flynn demanding this and demanding that, it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. Nothing is going to happen because of who controls Trump. There's no doubt about who controls Trump. It's the mega boys.
Okay, now, I have a question. We've gone on this other timeline, and we got the solstice coming up, and the solstice registers up on the internet. They'll say, oh, it's the 19th, it's the 20th, it's the 21st, 22nd in December, but in June it's always the 21st. Now, you brought this specifically to my attention. It's the 20th to the 21st of December, correct?
Yeah.
We need to
be on the 21st is the solstice.
Okay, now, that means they're doing a human sacrifice on the night of, or on the morning of the 21st, right after
That's
midnight.
Right.
They do this, but they rape kids at locations in Denver. And the whole bit, they have sex with kids before they go out and murder an infant. And sometimes in the summertime, they'll go play golf at Cherry Creek Country Club. But the old Navari downtown is across from the, what hotel is that?
Brown Hotel.
The what?
The Brown Hotel.
Yeah, the Brown Palace. And they stay at the Brown Palace, a lot of them, and they stay down in Cherry Creek, Country Club with their different buddies, but they do the human sacrifice at the old Navari across the street. Now that's an old whorehouse casino that was owned by Leonard Millman, and they got what's the guy's name? He runs borrow money game. He runs a loan company out there. You borrow money. That's what's operating there now. It's called the Museum of Western Art. And I believe that's part of the stolen art from World War II and the Nazis, because Milman was in charge of it with the OSS. He was the one in charge of the trainload of all those paintings, and the Jews assassinated the Nazi guards and they ran off with the train. And they took part of it to the University of Wyoming in Cheyenne in the basement is part of it. And there's a place in New York, I'm trying to think of it, another one is one of their places that they hid some of those paintings. Very rare. Those were all the paintings stolen from different countries and different people during World War II. Anyway, I just thought I'd bring that up. They need to be shut down, don't they, Jill?
Well, I don't know how it's going to be done. The only thing I can think of is just keep people aware of the truth of the matter. And this business, oh, we can't go on fighting with this and the Republican Party. Well, there's some people that found out that who controls the Republican Party are the mega billionaires.
Yep. Soros and that type.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There's different layers of it. No.
There's Adelson, I think. Is it Adelson?
Yep.
That has bought out TikTok.
Yep.
And that guy, I can tell you right now, is a Satanist.
Mm-hmm.
There is no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He is a Satanist.
What we're up against now, they recently released this big documentary of 80 years of alien technology, and a bunch of CIA and different whistleblowers came forward in this documentary. They're charging $30 to watch it, and it's $30 to watch it in movie theaters, and they're going to be loading it up soon. $30 per person to watch it, but you can't watch it at home or anything like that. You have to go to a movie theater. But it's all about, what's the name? I can't think of it, Joe. I'm tired today. But it's a new documentary, Age of Something. Okay, it's 80 years of UFO contact and alien technology that the United States has been doing. And it's mentioned about 19, a lot of stuff's been hitting YouTube on these UFOs since this documentary is coming out. A lot of people, but I have some CIA people. One I mentioned, John Lehrer, and I got John Lehrer in an interview. And John Lehrer was a personal friend of mine. He was a test pilot at Area 51, and he was a friend of Bob Lazar, and he did a TV show in Las Vegas, Nevada when I was out there. He did an interview with one of the TV program guys, and he talked about how there's a pyramid on Mars and how we've been in contact, or how we built saucers in 1952. Now, John Lehrer did an interview with me, and it's up on my site, and I asked him, I said, John, is it true that your dad had Learjets, and he was sold Learjets to his partner, and then he took the contract with the U.S. government to build the 150 flying saucers. Is that true? He says, yes, it is true. So he went to work in 1952 on the saucer project and built 150 saucers for the United States government. By 1958, he was done. Anyway, I thought I'd bring that up. John admitted to it on a program with me, but he did another program with a guy in Las Vegas, and he talked about a lot of shit about the pyramids. And Bob Lazar worked with Ed Slade, not directly, but he worked there at Papoose Lake, Nevada, which is the alien base. And Ed Slade was a personal friend of mine. He was a scientist. U.S. scientists built stuff for the aliens and the U.S. government. Anyway, I just thought I'd bring it up. And there's a lot of interviews with Ed up on my site. You got anything to add besides we're up against?
It's just do your praying, and those people that are going to be sacrificed, that they will stop the executioner. We want to see this come to an end.
Prayer, folks, prayer on the 20th. Prayer. Pray against the enemy, that the enemy doesn't sacrifice little children and drink their blood. It gives them more power. They get endorphins or whatever it is from that, makes them high, makes them feel good. Now, these people that are committing sacrifices on children are a bunch of Satanists. They're maximized Satanists. And they answer to the fallen angels, which is the reptilians, fallen angels, okay, which is the devil. Am I correct, Joe?
You sure that you are correct?
Okay, you got anything to add? We're at a half an hour.
Well, if you want to get an insider, a guy by the name of Greg, spelled G-R-E-G-G, Lund, L-U-N-D, he's a whistleblower, and he talks about Hollywood and what goes on there, and he names names, and it is a story about what goes on inside Hollywood and at Silicon Valley, where they have what they call the back parties, and you are slowly, slowly brought into it, and you become a Luciferian. They call them Lucys. Those are the high-tech individuals that get into these big parties that are put on by big companies out of Silicon Valley. William and Greg Lund. And let me see if I can find it. Just put in Greg Lund and Silicon Valley, and it'll bring up the book, and you can read the story, if you can stand it, about what is really going on behind the scenes and why this business about a Pam and all of that not prosecuting. It'll tell you why. It'll tell you exactly the reason why. There's too many Satanists and billionaires that are running the show.
Yep. Now, I want to add something because I forgot to say this, but Israel controls our telephone company of the United States government. They control it out of Israel. And they control Bluffdale. They control our base down in Wichita, Cheyenne, down in Wichita, and they control the one in Virginia and Kentucky. But they're hooked up with all the congressmen, senators, the president of the United States, and everybody. Their telephones and internet company are run by Israel. So they know everything everybody's doing inside the government. Thought I'd bring that to everybody's attention. You got anything else to add, Joe?
Listen to it. Get a hold of that book by Greg, G-R-E-G-G, Lund, Silicon Valley. And that'll tell you right then and there what is really in control of everything.
Yep, yep. Well, with that said, Joe, I think we've said it all, haven't we?
Yep, I think so.
Okay, well, I want to thank you very much for coming on with me, and I'll get this posted.
Okay.
I'll get this posted tonight. I appreciate it. And you take care of yourself, okay?
Okay.
Okay. We'll talk
later.
Later. Bye.